The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. All the prophets and the law prophesied up to the time of John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. This is kind of a tricky saying. It sounds like thugs, brutes, attackers are taking heaven by force. But that's not how the church has understood this passage. The violence Christ speaks of here is of a different sort, a sort of violence done to ourselves. Not a physical violence, mind you,
but a violence which we find
ourselves tendencies, our own vices, anything that leads us away from God. A violence that strips us of our pride, of our anger, and instead brings us closer to the Lord. This is the sort of violence, mortification of the self, that our Lord speaks of. It's a sort of violence required to get out of bed the first time the alarm goes off. The sort of violence that forces us to love our neighbor even when they've wronged us. The sort of violence that demands that we assume the good in situations where we almost always assume the bad. We are the violent ones taking heaven by force. Fighting against our baser instincts, fighting for life eternal with God. But the thing is, we don't always succeed in this fight. Oftentimes we lose. As we make our way towards our Lord, we cannot expect to be victorious all the time. And when we fail, and we will, after all, we're only human. But when we fail, with our Lord's help, we will begin again. This is one of the truths of the spiritual life. It's simultaneously the simplest and the most difficult thing to do. It takes a force of the will. It takes the grace of God to begin again. But this is the violence we must do. We must mortify ourselves, our will, and begin again and again and again. So that one day when we see God face to face, he will look kindly upon us and say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."